The following program contains adult content, crass language of a sexual manner, completely irresponsible advice, along with some things you'll wish you could unhear. If you are under the age of 18, easily offended, or like to judge others based on their sexuality, please turn us off. For those who remain, enjoy, and have a nice day.
Cause I was fucking the shit out of her!
I would like to fuck you up the bumhole, and then I will sneak into your room, and cut your cock off, and stuff it in my mouth.
Katie's World in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Katie's World starts now.
Hi, Elmo!
Oh, hi, Miss Katie!
Are you ready to play dress up?
Dress up?
Well, you said you wanted to play dress up. Well, don't you? Come on, Elmo, don't you want to play? Elmo!
And now, live from Rule 34 Studio, I bring you a girl that sometimes masturbates alone, just for fun. Here she is, your host, the one, the only, Kinky Katie.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to episode number 97 of the show. I'm excited to be here, and I hope I'm not the only one. But with me, as always, is my flesh-covered fucktoy, Mr. SC.
What up? I know better than to speak unless I'm spoken to. I don't know who you're talking about.
Good boy.
You're talking, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
I just boy. I sit in corner. Push buttons. I wear many hats.
Sitting in shade.
Sorry, I just cracked my whip. Watch
out. There you go.
Keep cracking it. Make sure you get your shit together.
Good.
Because I can't keep my own shit together.
Good.
So you gotta look out for yourself.
Awesome.
Oh my goodness. Coming to you live from RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com. If you want to join in the conversation, you can give us a call at 941-421-0401.
No.
Awesome. We got managed to get the sound back and working correctly at the last moment.
I'm still thought about the sound. I know, it was like the mad dash to turn everything back on again. It was kind of
It's one
fun.
Song that fucks up the whole thing.
It does. I don't know what the deal is. I gotta like...
Just delete it.
Exactly.
Because you're gonna play it again. You're like, oh, we haven't heard this in a while. Why? Click.
And then yeah, no, exactly. Something's wrong with the file, I think.
It's a corrupted file.
It's bad. Don't eat the yellow acid.
Don't eat it.
Don't do it.
I don't care if you know the guy that gave it to you.
Exactly.
He's not to be trusted because we all know him too. I'm sucking on some like cherry flavored Red Bull Zero.
Cherry flavored Red Bull Zero? Is that like a good thing to do at 10 o'clock?
You know, I started drinking it at 8. So, and I'm not done with it yet.
You're going to be ferocious in a little while.
Like get
2 minutes. 2 minutes, you're going to be all...
Crack rabbits.
I don't even know.
Nah. Hey, if you go to my Facebook page, Kinky Katie Radio, I did put out the direct link. Also, I put the link on my Twitter, too. Twitter at Kinky Katie Radio.
Direct link for what?
For my video selection, the ones that are for free, available on the website.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good.
Including the newest one that came back out, Katie Does Vegan.
Nice.
See, I got it right this time.
Did you?
I didn't say goes, I said does.
Does, yes. It's the way it makes less sense. It like involves less sense. Makes more sense making less sense.
I stick vegetables in holes, so I guess that's a does vegan.
See, more sense makes less sense.
Does vegan.
Here is not here.
Stuff is pointless.
More sense make less sense.
It's all right. We'll just ask Glenn.
Who?
Glenn. You know, he's under the dumpster.
I don't know who you're talking about.
See it walking across like the Flintstones?
That was some character a couple seasons ago, I think. I think it's currently not a character anymore.
Stick
anyway,
with us, guys.
Hey, what are we doing tonight? What's going on? Did you have content? Or are we just going to like throw out vague Walking Dead references all night? Are we going to do that all night?
No. I have stuff from last week, but we'll just put it on at the end if we don't have time or if I need it. But Steph, I got new
man,
stuff.
I know. I'm sure everybody's all excited to hear the leftover crap we didn't get to. Everybody loves the leftover crap.
I had a fun show last week. I don't care what y'all think out there. No, I got a lot of comments lately. People are very happy. Oh, and if you guys share the same names as some of my celebrity crushes, please just warn a chick ahead of time and say, hey, this is not who you think it is, because you know you share your name with a celebrity. Because I got all excited. I swear, I was like, said Chris Hardwick had shared one of my Facebook posts.
He did too. He shared it all up on his page.
And I even grabbed my laptop and ran over to see, look at this. And then I clicked on Chris Hardwick, and it was not the Nerdist.
See,
it was not.
That's what you get for like thinking that poor Chris Hardwick guy that is actually your Facebook friend. He's probably like, what the fuck, Katie? Jesus Christ.
But we're not what Facebook friends. Whatever to you. That's the thing.
Oh, you're not?
No.
Why is he sharing your shit? How come he's all sharing my wife's shit without me knowing about it? What's going on? Is that what happens on that interweb?
Oh, yeah. A lot of people share my shit.
They just share. They don't even ask. They don't even talk to me about sharing your shit.
No.
Like, I don't even get like an offer for something. You should give me something. I don't know.
Because they don't know how big and scary you are.
Six pack and a potato. I mean, something. Jesus Christ, I get nothing. They can just share your shit all over the place, and I got nothing.
Was that an Irish lunchbox? That's a six pack of potatoes.
Seven course meal. What are you talking about?
Oh my God. Oh yes, and I have to warn people that this show is full of vulgarity.
No.
Usually bad advice.
Yeah.
And adult themed humor.
Adult themed humor?
Hold on.
Oh boy, now you're hacking too.
Well, at least I put the microphone swung it away from my mouth instead of just trying to bury my face in the wall.
Not in the mouth.
Well, yeah, you can do it in the mouth. In or the mouth. It depends. Where do you want to do it?
I don't know.
It's a canvas. Paint me.
I don't know. We got some content. Let me give me head me down a path, some kind of a path.
I was asked to touch on the jeweled butt plugs.
Oh,
we're
touching on what people ask you to touch on, huh? Cool.
Well, yeah, this
I
was.
Like that. I'll touch it. Whatever, baby. Just offer it up. I'll touch it. It'll be awesome.
It looks sticky.
Hair. I just got my teeth filed down in my vagina, baby. It's ready to go.
It's like a piranha.
So what do you got?
All right, we want to know how popular they were. And I was like, well, you know, I don't know.
What
they've
was.
Been around for a long time. The butt plugs with the jewels on the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they've been around for a long time.
I'm
and
sure.
It doesn't give you a different sensation. Because they ask you, like, what kind of sensation? It's the same. That if you wear it every day. It's decorative.
I mean, that way you have literally a jewel coming out of your ass. You've heard the term a jewel in a goat's ass. Now we have a jewel in your ass.
Actually, I've never heard that term, but I'll go okay.
You never heard diamond in a goat's ass?
No.
We're going to shine that thing up, going to make it look like a diamond in a goat's ass.
All right.
Yeah, man, that's a saying. I didn't make it up either. I can't claim credit for that at all.
What a pity.
I know.
Gosh. All right. So if you don't know what to get the guy, if you don't want to get the guy in your life.
Get him a blowjob.
Well,
Menage.
That go. Yeah.
Orgy.
This is something like, this is.
So we're talking like 10th choice, really.
Yeah.
Unruly
well,
ass pussy. You got way unruly. Like, what's up with your pussy?
She's just.
Literally, her pussy just hops right up on the fucking table. Just spreads herself all up in our shit. Does a little dosey, and then heads her little ass out. Anyway, what were you talking about?
Just looking for more Doritos.
Yeah.
Just want some more. Castle Doritos, just so you know. All right, well, how would you get them a fur-lined jockstrap?
What?
A fur-lined jockstrap.
That would be cool.
You heard me.
I like that.
And it looks awesome, too. And for only the low price of $23.99, you too can have one of these babies from eBay.
Only murderers wear fur, Katie. I'm taking you out of the LGBT community right now.
I'm sure you missed
kicked.
A couple of letters in there.
You've been booted, bitch.
Pete didn't like me.
Nope.
But I mean, the thing is being marketed as survival wear.
Well, keep your nuts warm, fucking A.
Exactly. They say it's supposed to keep your cock and balls warm, and it also and it says it's as important as an emergency whistle or a Swiss Army knife.
Well, that way too, if a bear like kicks you in the nuts, you have a little bit of nut support too.
Or it could be survival guy when you're wearing the jock strap to like a gay club and you're like a go-go dancer.
Yeah.
Rawr. I like bears.
That's a different bear, baby.
I like them sexy.
So are you a grizzly?
Are you what a are polar you, bear?
Brown bear, black bear? What am I working with here, honey?
Plaid. Well, that's fierce.
Goldenrod. Wow.
I couldn't tell by the Care Bear mark on your tummy. There's way too much going on. I can't keep all this stuff straight. He's like, I need to have a pocket manual.
And your hankies, they're like a clown's hanky. They just, there's 100 of them tied on. What's going on? You have them everywhere.
Great, isn't it?
You have the same handkerchief in every pocket. What does that mean? I don't even know.
I keep forgetting where I put them.
I'm a pitcher, a catcher, and a watcher.
And a poet and the candlestick maker. Well, kind of like you. You carry all the... whatever. Anyway, this guy's already sold 43 of these bad boys.
Sure he has.
So if you
are they synthetic fur, or what are we working with here? Chinchilla?
That's only for serious...
just serious bondage play.
Yeah, you don't pull out the... You don't go willy-nilly with the chinchilla.
You see, but you know what? That could be confusing, because for those of you who don't know, one of our favorite safe words is chinchilla. It's really not a good safe word at all. It kind of really sucks as a safe word, but I remember it. So that could be really confusing if you're wearing the chinchilla jock strap, though.
I don't say it could be confusing.
What are you talking about? Don't let that don't get my chinchilla stained.
Well, then
don't stain the chinchilla. Chinchilla. And you're just worried about your $100 jock strap. See what I'm saying? I don't want to get like red paraffin all up on my fucking new chinchilla jock strap.
It'd be kind of like that red light, green light.
What's the red light, green light?
You know, instead of like, oh my God, it's my chinchilla. Like you're going strong and then you hear chinchilla, you freeze. You know,
you lost me.
That's okay.
It's somewhere. It doesn't matter. I don't even know where. Were you doing Chinese again? You doing English?
Yeah. No, I'm vegan.
Wow.
So, I mean, I know when you used to like really watch footballs on Sundays when it used to be your thing.
Footballs?
Football.
Okay.
It would either be, we'd either go to a bar or we'd stay at home. And usually if we stayed at home, since I'm completely bored off my ass for football, I would cook for you and usually I would suck your dick or something during the show.
Cool. So not a show, it's called a game, but okay. Carry on.
You know what I mean.
Chinchilla.
Don't you shut me down that way. It's not fair. Anyway, well, these two different guys, they were photographed getting blowjobs during a recent Redskins game.
Getting blowjobs during the Redskins
getting
game?
Getting them, yeah.
Cool.
Both of the guys had similar stances. Like, they were standing up in front.
Were they, like, on the sidelines? What's going on?
No. They were in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
And they were right up against a guardrail that had, you know, like a partition down, you know, where you couldn't see into the thing. Well, the girls were sitting down on the floor right there. So their dick was, like, in their mouth. Like, the back of their head was against the partition.
We know this how?
Because there's pictures.
Oh.
They got tweeted out and they, yeah.
Are they gone already?
No, they're out.
Cool.
I've seen them. That's why I was like, oh, look at that. That's how I know exactly what they were doing, like how cool. They were standing. So, I mean, the girls are probably shit-faced, but I don't know.
Why do you got to be shit-faced to get a blowjob? Like, why?
I was just about to say, well, you don't, because I'd still do it anyway.
Well, although a lot of things where you were shit-faced, but you were just always shit-faced, so you can't really count that at all.
Whatever. So that was a functioning alcoholic.
That meant you were awake. I didn't cause you.
No, I never. No one's saying you did.
Well, I did, but that, you know, I wouldn't have to at a football game. But I have caused you before.
What?
I've caused you.
Have you?
Well, I fed you alcohol, let you pass out, and then tried to have sex with you. Sure, I've done that multiple times.
Yeah, but then it just doesn't work half the time, or maybe it did.
What do you mean it doesn't work? It worked every time. It worked awesome. I had a great time. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, good. I'm glad you had a good time. But they still don't know if they got ejected from the park or if they...
Did they finish?
Oh, yeah,
that's
but
what I don't know.
That's what they were. Did everybody get to finish?
Well, how do you know? Oh, you just saw the pictures, so you don't really even know. Did we see dick and mouth, or
yeah,
was this softcore?
Well, the pictures that were posted were softcore because they weren't going to go off to the side of them and like, and click. This is taken kind of pretty close with.
Really?
See, there's one where you see actually her hands up.
Okay.
And her head is right there.
With the smacky too? Was it that loud?
What a smacky, smacky.
Oh, Jesus. What, like, what football game was this again? Was this, what?
It's the Redskins.
Right. Wow. I'm like, you mean Washington?
Yes.
Sure. I refuse to use their Trump-like speak to talk about their team.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, you better get your favorite segment queued up because it's coming up.
What? Huh?
Yeah, your favorite segment.
Coming up now?
Coming up now.
Hang on. Stand by. Stand by.
On the main stage.
On the main stage.
Here it goes.
Boobs in and on the news. It's time once again for
Tits Man. There you go. Zerta, you got a nice bed now.
You're
bedded up. You're all beddy-bied.
Well, here's some more proof that sex sells. There's a coffin manufacturer. And he found a way to sell some calendars to help sell his coffins. Well, he decided to use
to sell some calendars to help sell his coffins.
Well, yeah,
found a way to sell calendars to help sell. Okay,
well, here's what he did.
What did he do?
He decided to use topless and nude models posed like with and draped over the coffins to help sell the product.
Nice. Dead people or live people?
Live people.
Well, I have to ask.
No, he used like supermodels and shit.
Okay.
That, yeah. So that was pretty cool. You know how they have, you go into any kind of like workshop or supply house.
Yeah,
and they've got
like the tool girl hanging on the wall.
Exactly.
Sure.
Except these bitches are topless and naked.
Sure.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, and he said that the calendars have become quite popular and business has been doing very well.
I'm thinking about just retiring my damn coffin business and going just straight calendars, man. Except for people don't really use paper calendars so much no more.
Jesus.
Got a good Twitter account, though.
He said there has been some religious groups like boycotting his calendar and his coffins and protesting and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, he's a Polish guy. Well, it's a Polish company, and he thought it like a retro setting with featuring his ornate coffins would be beautiful and perfectly fitting, and they are. They're really cool.
Are they?
And he's also like, look, everyone's gonna need a fucking coffin, pretty much. I mean, this is unless you get whatever like cremated or it doesn't matter.
Yeah, burn me. You don't have to go through the expense of just do it the easy way. Just light me on fire, whatever.
I'm gonna make your ass into a diamond. Are you kidding me?
Okay,
you can do that. You know,
and then you could put it on the end of the new butt plug.
Oh, perfect.
And you'd have a jewel in the Katie's ass, or a diamond in Katie's. I don't know what it would be, but I don't know what that term would mean either.
Well, you're the one they were talking about the goats before.
I told you I didn't make that up.
This is all over the place tonight.
Sure it is.
That's all right.
You got it.
So there's your tits man for the week.
Tits man. Yeah, baby.
Yeah.
Get it.
Oh, my goodness. Now, my friend has caused some accidents before. She has this flasher outfit that she wore for Halloween. It was a nude bodysuit, but we got an artist friend, and he drew like really awesome boobs on it. And she had a little
merkin,
pretty much. Yeah, she had a merkin, but and then she had
her made a merkin, homemade merkin.
She had her pockets. If you don't know what a merkin is, it's a wig for your puss.
Merkin.
Well, yeah,
an American merkin.
Oh boy!
Made out of real Chinese American hair,
chinchilla
hair, man, came right off my jock strap.
But she had candy stuffed in her pockets of her jacket, and she would go and just like flash people. She's like, "Want some candy?" And then
it was a really good costume because I remember seeing the pictures. I didn't see it live, but I remember seeing the pictures of it, and it was an awesome fucking costume.
It was,
she had the trench coat on, and she'd flash you, and it looked like she was fucking naked.
Yeah, it was really good. Well, she ended up causing a car accident, which I thought was pretty funny.
You know, why is it we haven't done that? Why is it that we haven't done two flashers? Like, how did this not happen?
We never even think about it until
that would be like all we need is trench coat. Well, we need that whole get up and to paint it on and whatever. But I mean, we could do an actual flasher. That might get a little dicey out in public, though.
Not unless we go to Fantasy Fest next year.
Then it just takes all the fun out of flasher.
No, you got to put
Nobody
on like a snowsuit underneath. So when you flash, they're like all covered up and bundled. They're going to be like, what? We wanted to see dick.
Can I look at your dick, man?
There's a flap.
Can I see your cock?
I want to see your cock.
Can I look at it? Can I play with it a little?
Just
like
a
little.
Can I like it?
Can I just...
You gotta stop. That's like a balls too. Just do it with your taint with the tip of his tongue.
Nice.
Just a little tickle. Well, there's this woman. The reason I was talking about the Flasher costumes is there's a woman in Vienna, in Austria. Well, she wanted an all-over tan, but she also wanted to do it in the privacy of her own home.
Okay.
So
I want to get a tan without all that outsideness.
But the thing is, though, she really wasn't all that private because she positioned herself face down on this chair, but it was sticking halfway out of her window of the third floor that she was on. So you saw from the middle of her back down. So you saw her ass and her legs. And someone had taken a picture, and it looks pretty damn good.
So anyway, basically, it's just a lady who's suntanning on her porch.
No, there was no porch. She was sticking a chair out of a window.
Oh, wow.
Yes. I mean, she could have completely fucking killed herself.
Cool.
But... unfortunately, motorists, some were passing by, and they caught a view of her ass, and it caused not one, but a couple of accidents.
So she literally, like, took the lawn chair, hung it kind of on the edge, like right?
Yeah. No?
Yeah, like, hung it on the edge of the window and just laid on it, half in the window, half out.
Like half of the...
Like, tied it probably inside or something.
No. She probably has this like whole lounge chair and half of it's outside, but she's laying across the whole thing. So, you know, she's laying mostly inside and there's got
but
the legs.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I have to look at the picture. I don't know what you're talking about. Is it worth a car accident, though? Did you see the picture?
It really wasn't.
No.
I mean, come on. How hard are for you to see an ass?
Well, they were in Denmark?
They were in Austria.
Austria. Hmm.
Just think Arnold Schwarzenegger, but.
Wow. Did she have, like, poo on her or something? The Germans like to poo.
Hey.
They do. There's a lot of German poo films.
Well, there are.
And what's wrong what's wrong if they do like that?
Nothing.
See? There just happens. That's why they're called Scheiser films.
Yeah.
Crying out loud. I didn't make it up.
No, I know you didn't. There's a bunch of different genres out there.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, but... I hate you.
I know you too.
I hate it's you. Awesome. Well, everyone wanted to blame her for the problem and not for the people taking their eyes off the road.
It kind of was her fault. What? Like, she's going to, like, hang an ass out in front of some German people on a road? What? Can't do that. Schadenfreude.
What is that?
Schadenfreude is like a kitzma.
That's a help. Thank you so much.
Yiddish, from Germany, Yiddish. Now I've lost track of what I was talking about. So
because
really
you're digging at something.
I'm scratching my nuts.
You can't do multiple things at
They're
the same
itchy,
time.
Itchy nuts.
Awesome. Well, I think I'm going to wait to get to this one until after the break.
Okay.
I have a feeling I'm going to get a little uppity.
Sure.
Sure.
Why don't you tease it so everybody can, like, hope they hear it after the break?
Yeah, this is some sex advice from Ronda Rousey.
Yeah, I remember her saying some stuff about some sex. And we're not... See, you know, if I was talking about, like, strap-on sex, maybe I'd talk to Ronda Rousey. You know what I mean? Because she seems like she might want to take a strap on to some man ass.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying she's pretty aggro.
Yeah, and I even have something on. I have a little discussion about pegging too.
Okay, so you did the deep tease. Now let's draw back on it.
Deep,
you know,
tease.
like a 16-year-old, whatever.
All right, well, if you're looking for something new to mop up your warm, gooey load of ball batter...
I need something new.
You do. You need to get some spank rags. Yeah,
I don't like the name of them already.
But you would so like the way they look. These cleanup tissues, they come like 10 to a box and each printed with a sexy chick's face on it. And they're big, too. They're I think, like 10 by 10 or something. They're pretty friggin' big. So, they're made in Germany, which...
Scheiser.
Yeah, you could clean that up, too.
Maybe, let's see. big over there in Germany.
They also, they're the winner of the 2014 Venus Award.
Okay.
So I guess that means that's it's a toy award. That
they got three jelly beans shot at them with slingshot from 5 feet away, and they missed. So they get the award.
So we all rejoiced. Yay. Well, people who bought these, I thought this was kind of funny because I looked at the ad and the people who bought these also from Amazon, they viewed and purchased the Wiener Cleaner soap.
The Wiener Cleaner.
The Japanese men's silicone dolls for sex.
Okay.
Emergency underpants.
Well, you need those.
And grow a girlfriend novelty gift.
You know, that really sounds like a lot of stuff you would need in the apocalypse, really. Because you're going apocalypse, and you can't really guarantee that any of the pussy left over in the Walking Dead world is worth sticking your cock into. You know what I mean?
Well,
plus we don't really know if like zombieism is sexually transmitted or not. Since you know, well, it depends what zombie world you're in, really.
Well, what do you mean? Depends what zombie world you're in. Like, is it like
there's
a,
different
like an
rules
area,
in different movies, man? What?
Like
what
the fast moving Area Z ones?
Yeah,
or
those are the scary zombies.
Those
Area Z ones or whatever. Agent, what Z?
Quick change.
Those the fast ones. Fuck that.
Area Z was where we filmed the movie.
It was. That's why I keep saying that. Anyway,
are you sure that's why you keep saying that?
Moving on.
Yeah, so there's this guy with an unusual fetish. He's been banned from the countryside in England, and he's being forced to register as a sex offender.
I told you I just like to ride the horses. I mean, really, really ride them.
Ride them hard.
Ride them hard.
My trigger.
See, I don't do a British accent. That was my British accent. So, you know.
You were doing it earlier on the couch, and now you like just.
I wasn't. That was my normal inflection.
No, it wasn't.
Sure was.
You just get all weird sometimes. You start to go all Alaskan bush people on me. Okay. You start getting a whole new accent.
You do their accent really good.
It's practice. I practice it in the mirror.
It's like bush people porn. Bush people ear porn.
Oh,
yeah.
Goodness.
You got it. They'd love it if they had something to play it on. They don't. They're in Alaska. They got shit. They live in a log shack. Moving on.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, this 50-year-old man, he was found with his pants down or his ankles having his way with a particular tractor. One of his favorites that was
really?
Parked.
Yep. The front end?
I would imagine the back end, tailpipe.
Well, why? Why would you imagine that one?
Or else you're going to stick your dick.
Any air intake, of course. They usually have a foam filter there. You have suction instead of... You want it, you know, you want it going in and not out, first of all. And then if it was like a corn tractor and the little reaper thing was there, you could rig something up there, I think. The back end, there's nothing going on in the back end. What?
He seems to know your way around a front end of a car.
Whatever. I figure it out. I've been planning for the zombie apocalypse.
So you've been, okay. All right.
I'm prepping.
Jesus. Well, when do you do this sort of prepping is what I want to know.
At night.
Okay.
When you sleep.
Well, that explains it. All right. Well, he was charged with indecent exposure, and he admitted that this was not his first encounter only tractor.
It's any of my only tractor, man. I get around. I'll fuck any damn tractor you put in front of me.
But the really weird thing is that they did a search of his home computer. I don't know why.
Lots of tractors, man. We got John Deere's. We got Husqvarna's. Man, we even got a Yamaha in there, man.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
The variety.
Aww.
Yeah, they found over 5,000 images of tractors. They said police say that.
Well, I mean, whatever. Dude likes fucking tractor. Like, police. Come on, they came and raided his computer because he was fucking his own tractor.
Well,
like, what's the problem?
They a lot of people kind of they think if you're weird that's weird.
That you're doing something that you're
wrong.
Illegal.
Exactly.
I mean,
you're
fucking
and you're not.
A tractor. I mean, you are strange. It's not like what the average person would do, but you're not hurting anything.
No.
I mean, what do you like banging them in front of the girls you kidnapped at the fucking Quickie Mart on the corner.
Jesus.
That would be bad.
Well, he said that they told police that he has an attraction to axle grease.
I like rearing grease, baby.
Yeah, but then the smartass at the end says one thing he has on his side is none of the tractors are talking. Yeah, I know, pretty stupid. So bad. All right, let's go to an intermission. I think it's intermission time.
You ready? What are you going to do after intermission?
I am ready. Intermission after we come back, we're going to talk about. Oh my God, Rhonda!
Your first radio show or what?
Rhonda Rouse. It is actually. I'm so new to this, so bear with me, people. So
what's up? Do the tease, baby. You already deep teased it earlier.
I did. I just said it.
You throw down, did you?
Yeah.
What are we doing after the break?
Ronda Rousey and her absolutely horrible, horrible sex advice. So stick around for more Kinky Katie's World. RazRadioLive.com.
Yum, yum. It's time for a tasty and refreshing snack.
I talked to two friends of mine, well, acquaintances, hopefully they will become friends. They're into some serious no playtime scat play.
No.
And they might be guests on the show.
So I know I've asked you this before. How do we approach like talking to somebody about something that's off putting to me, but I don't want to be offensive. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, I have absolutely no desire to try it out myself, but I'm still curious. I still have a ton of questions to ask. Like, how did you get into it? How did you know that you wanted to do it? Like, what are the health risks? Are you worried about when you get it in your vag? And I've seen you eat it and this and that. What if you get it in your eye?
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, does it heighten the sex? What does it do for you? How does it make you feel? I mean, I've got a lot of questions.
And does the fact that doing it actually gives people kind of the willies, is that part of it?
Yeah.
Because I could definitely understand that facet of it.
Oh, yeah. That's like if I could squirt milk out of my eye, out of my tear duct.
That'd be cool.
That would freak people out. I would do it all the time.
That would be.
So, yeah, I'm with it.
Yep.
I'm down with it.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. You're down with the idea. You can see how aspects of it you could, like, work into something, but the actual getting down with it just, oof.
The whole thing is...
That's deep, dark.
I still feel you're into what you're into, and that's cool. Yeah. I'm not into it.
Yeah.
I just don't have a desire, but I don't think that you're some kind of fucked up weirdo because you do.
Some people like chovies. That's Ryan Gosling. Oh my God.
I'm a bidolper.
Oh my God.
I haven't heard the voice in so long, I can't even do it anymore.
That was a pretty good baby cakes.
Was it?
Yeah, well, I'm going to say, yeah.
Was sure. It more Connie?
It was. Hi, Katie.
Or it could be somebody else that we know.
Stop it. Now you're confused. I don't even know which one it is anymore.
All three, damn it.
They're all the same.
Can't keep them together. I have identical triplets in my head and they won't go away. Well, they're not identical.
It's a mango green tea.
It is.
It's doing it to you.
It's getting it to you.
Something.
Well, that's why, because I was going to say, because your farts smell like peach mango, but then that just made me think of some of the things that I watched today.
And okay.
It just
directed me
to the fecophiliacs.
Sure.
They were going to do, they were completely ready and wanting to do a demonstration over at the other studio.
Sure, that would have been awesome.
That would have not gone over well, even if I did it outside.
But you know what? Considering you got booted out anyway, you know, you should have done it. At least that way you would have done it.
At least I could be like, well, I went out with a bang.
That's what I'm saying. We went out flinging poo like a bunch of monkeys.
With machine guns.
Fucking A. Be awesome. Monkey with poo machine guns.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't see in the videos that I saw, because they sent me a link to some of their stuff that they have.
Yeah.
And she's not flinging it, but there's a lot.
She's playing in it.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on.
Like I said, I know, it's tough. It's tough. Unless they just bust right out and say, hey, you know what? The fact that it kind of grosses you out is why I think it's hot. Then, hey, I'm all over it. I can be me.
But see, I have absolutely no problem talking to them just completely normal and not having that gross factor.
Okay. Well, yeah. But I hate to be condescending either. You know what I mean?
Well, then,
I
do most of the talking then. You just shut your mouth. So
that's if you don't get turned down.
Well, so you don't get yourself in trouble and you don't make me look like an asshole.
But if I wouldn't get you in trouble. No, I would just, whatever. I'm not going to hurt you.
Because when people come on this show, I want to make sure that they feel comfortable and relaxed.
Wait a minute.
Judgment-free zone.
Since when did you ever think, I'm not a tacky? When am I a tacky? Never a tacky.
Got that right.
I'm too tired to be a tacky.
Well, I can tell you one time you were extremely tacky.
Who was I tacky?
You were tacky with me at Razzfest.
Well, you're a little bit of a different story there.
Yeah.
You were running around with your little ass, flopping around, doing its thing, hanging your boobies out, what? You deserved it. You were asking for it.
And now, on with the show.
Fuck the room. I'm on every fucking drug you can think of.
welcome back to Kinky Katie's World on RazRadioLive.com and KinkyKatieRadio.com.
What?
941-421-0401 is the number to call if you want to get in on the conversation. Or if you're lucky enough to have Jodie Foster's Knuckles playing in a theater near you.
Yeah.
On this very night.
We got really good acoustics in here, Katie. I don't think you understand. It's better than any bathroom I've ever been in.
Hey, you never know. It could have. I don't know if anything could top what we had last week.
Nothing ever does.
I'm a bite topper.
Oh, that was my topper.
You crack me up. You make me laugh.
I hear you.
I have fun with you, Mr. SC.
Well, I'm glad you do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're kind of committed.
Kind of, yeah.
Slightly.
A little bit.
You did.
Eh, I did. All right, so Ronda Rousey, she's many things.
No, she is.
She is. Well, she's a fighter. She's a UFC champion. She's an actor.
Yeah.
I kind of use that term loosely.
Yeah. She seems like Ronda Rousey trying to act.
All right, well, she's definitely not a fucking Ronda sex Rousey. Therapist.
No.
Not even the rapist.
Well, it's just the sign. What?
I know.
People always make a mistake.
All right, well, she was having a chat with Max Magazine. My tongue like went swollen for a second.
I'm having a seizure. It's the right side of my face look droopy. How about my boobs? Are they even?
Shut up. Talk about my... Stop it.
So what did Rousey say?
Maximum Magazine.
Maximum.
Actually, Maxim.
Okay.
Sure.
That too.
Well, they were talking about sexual relationships, and one of her responses was kind of off the mark.
No.
They had asked her, they said, what should a guy always do in the bed, you know, in bed?
Yeah. What should he always do?
Well, she said take his time.
Armbar.
She said take his time.
Rear naked choke.
A girl. Ground and pound, baby.
Ground and pound.
Ground and pound.
Ground and pound, baby.
Rear naked choke. Well, the...
What did she say?
She said the girls in general, that it takes a minute for us, that we need to get... You guys need to get us in the mood and get ready. And
Oh, yeah.
You should never, ever... need to use lube in your life. If you do, you're being lazy and not taking your time. Excuse me?
I'm lazy. What? Hey, look, I'm leave it like this. You know what separates us from the animal kingdom? The use of motherfucking tools. And lubrication could be considered a tool.
I have to have fucking lube. I'm sorry, little miss jumping around 20-something year old. You're going to lose that lubricant, okay?
Once you get old like me, honey, it dries up like a raisin in a desert, like a date.
Your plum now looks like a prune. Suck it up, princess.
Exactly.
Slap on some hydration.
Well, you know, basically some women have natural moisture. Some women are moist. Some are not. I like moist. I said like three fucking times there. Look at that.
You keep doing it.
I tripled up.
Stop it.
Okay. Gushing.
Okay. And some people even weren't that moist. Their peach wasn't as juicy even when they were younger. Like I have always needed lube for stuff. Always. Yeah.
Well, you know what we could do too, Katie, is we could just go down on you for a while.
Oh my God.
That'll turn you on a lot too.
Yeah, hockaloogie on my puss. There you go.
Well, I've done that before and it does work.
That's because we were out of lube.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right.
There was no, it was because I ate that ass or I was eating that pussy. No, because I wanted to fuck. We didn't have any lube. We can't go in dry because that fucking hurts. I don't care.
We don't really do a lot of home oral. We'll do out oral.
Yeah, no, that's
like,
true.
I'll do out oral just for fun.
Well, I mean, I do in and out oral.
You do in and, yeah, no, you do in calls too. You do in calls and out calls on the oral.
Well, sometimes I call first and I'm forced to leave a message.
And I never have to bring a rose.
No, you don't.
It's awesome. Rose-free oral.
Rose-free oral.
Yep. I get it all the time.
Yeah, and there's a lot of times, too, that I try and I don't get it.
Yeah.
What well, meaning?
You know.
You know.
Sure.
They don't, but that's okay.
Okay.
They don't have to.
Right.
These are some sex positions that are better off with vibrators.
What? Okay.
Well, no.
Name all of them.
No.
Any position
I just grabbed,
can be better with a vibrant. Is that a trick question? Are you like, is this like an SAT test or something? Because that sounded like a trick question to me.
Well, no, because these are also have pictures. I had already posted it on my Facebook.
Yeah, on your Snapchat.
Kinky Katie Radio. I don't have Snapchat.
Oh.
Not on Snapchat.
Well, you know, because the whole point of disappearing pictures really just, it just irks me at least. I don't know about you. If you're going to put it out, you fucking put it out.
I put it out.
That's right.
God damn it.
We don't want to retract it. I don't want to take it back in 15, 20 seconds. That's just for pussies.
And then I'm not on Instagram either, even though I have followers, which is weird. I have followers on Instagram, and I don't have a picture up. Not one.
Well, that's because they don't allow you to show nudity.
I know. That's the problem, is because I would get myself into fucking trouble.
You'd just be suspended all the time.
Who can keep track of all the fucking dates? I need one of those phones like Chrissy Teigen in that commercial.
Everybody knows a woman's nipple is severely, severely offensive.
Well, that's
especially when you compare it to a beautiful man nipple.
Well, yeah, that's what I say. I have to take a picture of your nipples, like cut them out in the like Photoshop and just stick them over all my nipples.
Don't have to use my nipples, do we? I really don't want my nipples out there.
Really?
Whatever. I don't want my nipples out. I'm allowed to not have my nipples out if I don't want them out. If I choose it.
How in the hell are we together?
You can't tell me what to do with my nipples. They're my motherfucking nipples.
Your cock is fine, but nipples, no.
Yes, exactly. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Well, then good.
I don't understand.
But you do. I'm allowed not to want my nipple out, just like you're allowed to want your nipple out. Well, no, not really, because you're not allowed to let your nipple out.
No, I can't.
So, well.
I can't even do it if I'm using it to feed someone.
Sucks to be you. Suck it, Katie.
Hey, now. That's not even funny.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Shut up. You're an ass.
I know.
All right, so, you know what? We'll come back to it if we have time.
Okay. What are we coming back from?
go to Facebook, Kinky Katie Radio, and check out the, it's 11 positions that are better with vibrators, but you know.
You just didn't want to, I don't even want to do one of them, fuck you people.
Well, we just started talking and kind of got off of it, it's like, whatever.
I don't feel like talking about it. Like, every position you're going to be in, if you can make something vibrate, it's going to feel good, at least to me. You know, whether a girl likes it or not is really, it's pretty iffy on that one, because, you know, they're females are weird sometimes.
Well, yeah, because there are just girls, saying, and I can't believe this, but there are girls out there that don't like their clits at all.
Yes.
Don't like any, like, don't fuck with it, don't even look at it.
That doesn't mean I don't want you to put an egg on my gooch. Put an egg on my gooch. It feels good.
That's true.
Wow.
Yeah.
Little base of the gooch action with a little vibrating vibe, like a vibrating gooch.
Like, I still love it, though. Just pop a little egg up your butt, and then when you have sex, he can feel it inside you, and your whole pussy vibrates.
It is. It's nice. It's nice. It's a change of whatever, little, I guess.
Yeah, it's like new pussy.
Stimulation. Extra stimulation's always good, Katie.
Just stick this in your app.
It's nice. Bluetooth it.
Ooh, got a joystick for me? No? Okay. These are things that you...
Hey, how you doing?
Stop it.
Okay.
And so these are three things that you absolutely must know about pegging and why so many men love it.
Don't do it with Ronda Rousey. She doesn't believe in lube. That's number one.
You'll get hurt.
That's rule number one of Fight Club and of Ass Play Club.
You don't talk about it?
I just gave you the first rule. Don't let Ronda Rousey do it.
Oh.
You don't fight with her and you don't play ass play with her.
She will definitely hurt you.
You have a broken arm and a sore ass.
Torn sphincter.
Oh.
Nobody wants a torn
sphincter. Hey, but at least she'd warm me up good.
Yeah, for the Great American Challenge. Or what you would try to do to her and end up in jail for. So.
What would I try to do to her?
You'd probably try to kill her.
What? Oh, for trying to show the Great American Challenge. Yeah, I would.
Or
take
if
that
she ripped your asshole apart.
I would completely take that as an assault. Fucking A. Yeah, and that goes out to anybody. If you try to shove the Great American Challenge up my ass, I'm going to take it like you're trying to kill me. Because you are. You're trying to shove like a 16-inch giant Foster's can-sized dildo up my ass. And yeah, I'm going to wish harm on you.
But some people can't. Some guys can't take it. I'm bigger.
Well, I don't doubt it.
I have a couple friends. They send me regular pictures of different positions with their GAC and their keister.
I don't. I okay, good.
I can't even get it in my pussy. It amazes me. I love it. I love the whole big, brutal dildo thing.
They are neat to watch. The big, big, giant dildo.
It's like, oh my gosh. I've seen then Queen of the Gapes. The Amazing Tie. Also, Naughty Alicia.
Yes.
Alyssa.
She sticks some really large, weird-looking objects.
She can do like the ass gnome, no problem.
Yeah, well, the ass gnome is just that weird shape going on with the face.
But
and
it's
the,
a coat, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's really the, it's a fucking gnome. It's a gnome sized gnome,
it's
too.
It's a big black rubber garden gnome, but a large one.
Really creepy, kind of.
I like it.
Yeah.
I so want it for the
it's
house.
Like the onyx gnome. Dark match gnome.
Dark match. I wonder how he's doing.
Hmm.
It's kind of funny because I put out pictures from Dr. Starhor today. Mm. So, yeah, so if you want to tweet out somewhere, I'm in like little Vulcan hair looking fishnet, boobies out, pussies out, playing with my the body wand before. I think that's the day that I broke it.
And if you're a Doctor Who fan, yeah, you know, have you ever seen a Doctor Who porn parody? Well, you could. You could be watching one right now.
For free.
Yeah.
Starring me.
It is.
So you can see, instead of the TARDIS, you can see my cum hardest.
That's right.
Have you ever seen a blue dildo flying through space?
Cutting edge technology on the effects.
Awesome.
Cutting edge.
So better than money for nothing.
It is.
It is.
What is money for nothing?
And chicks for free. I don't know what the name of the song is.
Eddie Money.
Okay.
That's
yeah.
the guy, I think.
All right, well, whatever. If you don't know what the video 80s. Looks like, whatever. Look it up, kiddos.
If you don't know what a video is...
What's a VHS?
Uh-huh.
Is that a movie?
Uh-huh. Okay. I saw that movie. It's scary.
All right. Well, going back to the whole like things about pegging is there was a movie, an educational movie that came out in 1998 called Bend Over Boyfriend.
It's an educational movie?
Yeah, yeah. It's
they showed it in middle school. What's going on?
I don't think it's
a
middle
part of
school.
Sex ed.
But it's all about the discussion and awareness of prostate stimulation that, you know, enhances
you
your sexual
it,
pleasure.
Moon. You can do it.
Well, the term pegging, here's a little thing if you didn't know how it got started. It was given as a non-homosexual implication and kind of, and the how-to video made it kind of like okay to kind of say that it's not just a gay thing, that it's more. And
I just
guys,
like things in my butt.
Yeah, that you guys should be taking more things in the ass because your prostate is there and that's your G-spot.
I still don't like it. You've been trying to talk me into like liking ass play for a long time.
Well, see, but here's the thing: is you don't. If you do have a guy that's like absolutely no, nothing up
well,
the butt, nothing.
I'm not that bad.
No, no, no. I'm not saying you are. I'm saying for the people out there listening, you can kind of get to it if you do stick your thumb and put pressure on the gooch.
Yeah,
which is right between the ass and the balls.
Yes, that actually does a similar. It does a similar thing.
Mm-hmm.
It does. I mean, you can massage the prostate from the outside, kind of.
A little bit.
If you have a little magic egg, you can.
Yes, you can.
Because it vibrates.
So, there you
Back
go.
Back to the use of tools again.
Nice.
Wow.
It's very good.
Depends how much Neanderthal you have in your DNA.
We're going to get that all checked out.
I don't know what that would be. I'd be scared.
I don't know.
You're like 50% Neanderthal. You're an albino hairless Neanderthal. Sorry, buddy. You're really tall, too, for an Neanderthal.
Well, people are noticing people in, like, adults, like, in, like, toy shops and stuff like that, like, the whole retail end.
Yeah.
They're noticing that there's been, in the past decade, like, a 300% increase in heterosexual couples that come in by strap-ons and harnesses and stuff like that.
Sure.
And they said sales of just strap-ons and harnesses have absolutely increased by like 200%.
Well, you know, if it feels good for you to shove things in your butt, put things in your butt. You're not hurting anybody.
Exactly.
Unless
they say
it's
no.
part of your tractor, then you're going to get arrested and your computer's going to get gone through because tractors have feelings.
It's not bestiality. It's a John Deere.
That's exactly. But it does the work on the farm, Katie. It's the same thing as my ox
oh,
and
Lord.
My horse. It's a farm tool. You ain't supposed to be diddling farm tools, Katie. That was my Midwestern. I've been working on that one.
It's terrible.
It was.
It's awful. Oh, and people have been sending me this all day today and yesterday.
Yeah.
Someone at Target had rearranged some stockings on a display that says, Katie farted, haha. So everyone thinks, ha, 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 they all have to give it to me. Yes, it was cute. It's funny. You can stop. Send it to me. I've seen it. So.
You have to send her at least 100 more of those things.
I'm
really
gonna kick you
like
square
what?
In
what's
the teeth.
First rule of the internet? What's the first? Anytime
what
somebody,
is it?
Anytime somebody, rule number one is like anything somebody wants you to do, you do the opposite.
You're terrible.
Don't please. Don't do that to me anymore. And you know what happens.
Don't comment on my iTunes and Stitcher.
Five star comments only. Five star.
Don't five star.
Just log your. No, don't tell them that. I don't even want to float that rumor. Oh. I don't even like it being said. Just go.
Jesus.
Do a goddamn thing for us, please. Please, we're nice to you. We do stuff for you. Do stuff for us. go fucking rate it.
You guys watch my shit for free.
Just saying.
Just
go comment, man. I'm Nobody's sorry. Gonna know. I won't tell your wife. Like I we get that a lot. Like people don't want to like label themselves. It just blows my mind. I don't understand it. Anyway.
All right. Well, here's the things you absolutely have to know. Make sure you go with your person. Well, with your partner, and you find the right sex toy and harness.
Yeah.
You have to, because sometimes
one size does not fit all.
No. And her eyes might be completely bigger than your asshole.
Or the other way around.
Yeah, she might think of something smaller, and you're like, no, honey. I've
been doing this for a long time, honey. I'm going to tell you what, I've been doing it by myself, but we're going to do it together.
That's another thing, is there are people that are all into it, and they won't tell their partner that they like ass play. But
well, they don't want somebody to think they're necessarily like dudes, you know?
But that doesn't mean that they like dudes, though.
I know that, and you know that, but the rest of the normies, they know nothing. Like, they think it makes you gay somehow.
That's sad.
And what they don't remember is that what you don't remember doesn't make you gay.
Anyway, well, all right, we know that sucking cock makes you feel better.
We know this.
Yeah, I've talked about it before.
Okay.
I mean, it's got health benefits, and it lowers stress. It helps with depression.
Men and women.
If you guys don't believe me, look it up.
Suck a dick. Give it a shot. Let me know how it went. Are you feeling low? Have you been blue?
Just suck a dick.
Why not?
It'll make everybody's day better.
It just does.
Sha-la-la-la. Oh, my God. Well, this is about pussy. This isn't about sucking dick.
Okay.
The Kinsey Institute of Indiana University.
Yeah.
Well, they looked at over 150 straight and lesbian couples. Half of them were asked to be very, very heavy with a cunnilingus, which is eating your pussy. The other half was to not do it at all. I mean, completely. They could still have sex, but there was absolutely no pussy eating at all.
Dildo play only.
Well, yeah.
Or you could have clit stimulation. You could have anything but...
But oral sex.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, the results aren't very...
Results. Totes of dorbs. Got some results here for you.
Give me some za.
It was just slightly too long. I had to shorten it just a little bit.
Shut
the
up.
The extra re. We cut it out for your time.
Stop it.
And listening pleasure. We just got results.
The results didn't surprise me.
What were they?
That's what I was trying to say. There's a noticeable difference in the stress levels, the anxiety issues, and sleep quality of overall intimacy of all of them.
Of the pussy eaters.
Right. Like, going down actually encourages the production of hormones like oxytocin and this DHEA.
Okay.
And these hormones also
do a thing and another thing. My writing's looking a little squiggly here at the end of the paragraph.
They're cancer and heart disease fighters.
My pen was running out.
It also helps with insomnia and severe migraines. It
runs out sometimes because I like to use blood ink.
So
out of ink.
So eat some pussy. I'm getting really good reviews right now.
We gotta milk my pan.
People are messy me. They're having fun.
Well, good.
So good, because I'm having fun too. All right.
Jodie Foster's Knuckles making guest appearances other places now. Is that what's happening?
It's like Santa Claus. They make it everywhere every night. One day a year. Look at you getting all excited.
Yeah, I know. I do.
Now, I told you earlier before the show that I had a story about 50 Cent.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
I do.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about what's
is
her
name? Like, is that like the pot calling kettle black right there?
Oh, my God.
I know.
So oh, Jesus Christ. That, see, that could go along with the whole pegging thing.
Go along with the, yeah, it is,
Vivica,
too.
Yeah, Vivica A. Fox, she used to date 50 Cent, and she said on a live show the other night, she insinuated that he was gay, that yes. 50 Cent was gay. And I think she's just being all bitchy because, number one, she's an ex. Number two, he might be into butt stuff. And that does not make you gay.
I don't know, like, if you are an urban type of a person, right, and most of your friends are urban, that's your gig, I don't know how you, because it wouldn't be really cool to them. They really, I feel like you would be judged, like, if you just like some ass play, but you're like, you know, hard pipe hitting gangster, you know what I mean? But hey man, I like some stuff in my butt. It'd be tough for them. I don't know how they do it. Like, if you were 50 Cent, how do you say, look, I don't really like cock, but I like it when a girl sticks something up my ass? I that'll never happen.
Well, I say if you're confident and you fucking own it.
I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I'm just saying, if you're 50 Cent, you can't get no ass, love. And you can't, not only that, how the fuck can you even tell somebody that shit? You know what I mean?
I say you just say it, if that's what
that's
you're
what
into.
That's what I say, but if you're 50 Cent, come on.
Well, I don't know him personally, so I don't know.
Anyway.
He might be in agreement with me. Anyway, so I'm sure you guys know about 50 Cent, that about his life before he got famous.
No.
Well, if you don't, he survived being shot 9 times at close range.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, one of the bullets is still stuck in his body and happens to be in his tongue.
Really?
Yeah. 50 says that it's
too dangerous to remove from my tongue.
I don't know. He says it's great for oral.
Yeah.
It was on a recent episode of the Graham Norton Show. It's on the BBC if you guys haven't seen it. It's pretty funny. I like it.
Oral with a guy or a girl? See, he didn't say, did he?
No.
Vivica A. Fox is telling the truth.
Well, he showed how a fragment of the bullet is still in his tongue, and it affects his speech, and he said it's great for oral sex. There was a 65-year-old English woman. She's an actress named Julie Waters. I hadn't heard of her. But he had her stick her finger in his mouth and feel it,
mm-hmm.
which that they had pictures of. Mm. And she did it, and she blushed. She was like, woo-hoo-hoo. She was.
I might like that one.
It's kind of funny.
Huh.
I want to do a little PSA.
What?
Yeah, a little public service announcement.
Is that like going to keep me getting from a UTI?
No, this is a
RSVP.
This is a kinky sex act that unfortunately kills hundreds of men every year.
Yeah, sex with the Great American Challenge. I'm telling you, a horse's.
Okay, well, you guys.
Or Ronda Rousey.
If you've never heard of David Carradine, he was found dead in 2009. He was in a hotel room in Thailand.
Breath play.
Yeah, he had a shoelace around his cock and his neck. And then there was like Michael Hutchinson or Hutchins from NXS, who's the lead singer. I never get his last name right.
Hmm.
Well, he died in 1997 where they found him kneeling with a belt around his neck. So we're talking about
autoerotic
asphyxiation.
Yes.
So you have to be very, very careful about that. If you're going to play alone, I would suggest you have a serious failsafe.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, and we have been some of the most irresponsible breath play people ever in mankind. But I realize now I could have killed you. I don't even know how many times.
Yeah.
And probably almost did, I think.
Yeah.
And so needless to say, even if you're doing it with somebody else, being fucked up is, I mean, if you're just drunk or fucked up on whatever and you're too fucked up, dude, you could kill a bitch. On the real, you could for real just choke a bitch out easy.
Because here's the thing, it's if you guys, it is all about the air supply. You cut it off or at least severely lessen your air supply while you're jerking off, and then when you start to come, you fully open your airways. and it's amazing. It's going to intensify.
It's amazing, but well, don't do it.
Well, they said it's meant to intensify your orgasm. They say it's like having sex on ecstasy.
Yeah, but you know what, though? If for some reason you want to do breath, I mean, seriously, like just find somebody to do it with, because at least somebody's there.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they hurt you, which I don't, you can't tell people to do it, because if you do, somebody's going to motherfucking die. And it's going to be like a whole busload of orphans, and it's going to be your fault. You know what I mean? You're going to be in the news. Katie kills orphans.
Oh, Jesus.
See? You don't want to be an orphan killer. Don't be an orphan killer.
Well, here's some stuff that I didn't know, and this is not about orphan killing. That it's mostly, well, mostly a guy thing. I knew that. But it says that they show it's mostly practiced by white men between the ages of 12 and 25.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'm out of the age range. I'm safe.
And they said a lot of people they've known have been doing it while wearing women's undergarments. They said, but they don't have a reason for it.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I don't think there's a correlation.
Well, that one, I don't know.
That's kind of a stretch there. That's almost like, well, they're wearing ladies' clothes, obviously. Not only were they into choking themselves, but something's wrong there.
I don't know. But they said, a lot of times things aren't reported right away because people, when loved ones find them, they try to clean things up.
Well, yeah.
And straight, whatever.
Well, I mean, not that I would care if somebody found me like that, but like my kids might not like it, you know? I mean, I'm dead. What do I care? I'm fucking dead. I don't care what you do. I'm already gone.
Right.
Yeah, there might be somebody who cares about somebody that, come on. They don't want, other people knowing, so whatever.
But I
get it.
And if you don't die, which we really hope that you don't,
don't die.
But other side effects, you can get like there's cutting, bruising, internal lacerations of the neck, the trachea, esophagus. Just be careful out there. That's all I wanted to say about that.
And technique and stuff, the way you do things makes a big difference. Like if you're playing with somebody else, for real. I mean, I like my hands because at least I can feel what's going on.
Yeah.
But, and then I can tell if I'm on something like an object, do people say silk, this, that, the other. I just hands because I wouldn't.
Well, your hands are big too.
Yeah. But at least you know kind of what you're collapsing or not collapse. Like, am I pushing too hard or not? You can feel it and you can feel you get a little bit of air through your windpipe. You know what I mean? And you kind of let you get a little bit of air through your windpipe. We're not going to have a lesson. Fuck
sometimes,
that shit.
Sometimes, yeah.
Stay away from the breath play lesson.
Let's not do that.
Figure it out yourself.
Yeah, I know I went kind of serious at the end, but hey, it had to happen.
Weirdo.
Whatever.
Why you went serious.
Kumbaya, my
problem
ass.
Is.
We need to take some more videos.
You listen to like one sex nerd, Sandra, and all of a sudden you like want to do like topics, PSAs.
I'm about to say, we do topics every fucking week.
No, I know.
So.
Topics.
Rar. Oh, my God. All right, hey, if you guys want to get more of me on Friday, I am on every Friday from noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Kinky Katie's World Fast Forward. I take a recent episode of the original Monday Night Show, and I fast forward it. So we hear chipmunks. It's supposed to sound like that.
Mm.
Well, and I have my own. I add my live stuff before after and have my little questions from you, which you can still submit. There's still time to the questions from you. You can just email me, kinkykatieradio@gmail.com.
What kind of questions? Are we doing baking questions? Are we doing automotive, legal, well, medical?
Anything you want. You want some sexual? If you have a we are not Morgan & Morgan.
Well, that doesn't mean you can give horrible advice either way. I can give you horrible advice no matter what we talk about.
This is true.
Guaranteed your money back.
Ding. It's huge. No. And then I will be back. Hopefully everything is running smoothly. We shall see. We got it figured out. But I will be on One Night Stand hosted by Miss Amber from 10 p.m. till 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Usually joined by Tony, too. So he's kind of becoming another co-host. Anywho, yeah, so check me out then. Just Google Kinky Katie Radio for all my fun stuff, how to find me, all my links and whatnot. It's all great. All right, well, I hope everyone has a wonderful week. And, yeah, anything, SE?
Nope.
All right, kiss and goodbye. Bye!
I like tacos and burritos.